JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
The Princess Margaret Hospital in St. Thomas is being positioned to take advantage of the growing health tourism market. We tell you more about this initiative on today's program, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and child health and safety tip. Stay with us. As the Princess Margaret Hospital in Morant Bay, St. Thomas, celebrates 60 years of high-quality service delivery in 2015, the institution is being positioned as a leader in the area of health tourism in Jamaica. Senior Medical Officer at the hospital, Dr. Cesar Batchelor, says the hospital is poised to be a major player in the emerging health tourism market.
So if we can modernize Princess Margaret effectively, then we should be able to lock into all these things, which would earn us some money as well and allow us to expand for the future.
To this end, the Type C facility is set to benefit from an injection of $200 million from the National Health Fund to expand and improve its accident and emergency department. In addition, the administrative and medical records departments are being renovated. Isolation rooms are also being established to equip the hospital to properly attend to patients who may be affected by diseases deemed highly contagious. Other proposed improvements include upgrading of the sewage treatment plant and renovation of the dietary department. The old mental health building is also being renovated for use as a daycare center for the children of staff members, while a talk shop and a modern conference room will be constructed. Dr. Batchelor says the hospital's administration has already undertaken several initiatives, also designed to enhance service delivery. He points out that the institution is among the few rural hospitals in Jamaica offering minimal access or laparoscopic surgery.
We have an endoscopic service where we can do upper GI endoscopy, we can do colonoscopy and so on. That has also been done through our own efforts where we went out and got donor groups to donate the equipment. And I had a gastroenterologist who has been coming in like once a month to offer patients that service. So patients who need that kind of service wouldn't need to go into Kingston anymore.
Improvements have also been undertaken in other areas, such as gynecology, internal medicine, and pediatrics, with specialists visiting once per week to conduct clinics. Vision 2030 Jamaica is the island's first long-term national development plan, being guided under four major goals. These are the empowerment of citizens to achieve their fullest potential, the creation of a secure, cohesive, and just society, a prosperous economy, and a healthy and natural environment. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
One of the main things when me see that happen now when me I grow up as a youth, I think you call it a gig. And we used to cut out one ball we call it wood conk out of tree road and bam road. We used to use guava or orange wood and sit down and sort of use a cutlass and your chisel and pare it down. The gig actually is shaped like a microphone, but the point where you put the nail for it to play on, that part is like a funnel, it's very small. So you put it in and you wind up the card point and you flick it and it play. That you don't see again.
And for today's child health and safety tip, we discuss the importance of eating a solid breakfast. I believe the children are our future. The same way cars, buses, and trains cannot run without fuel, our bodies need energy to work. Especially after a night's sleep, energy levels are low. So whether your child is going off to school or out and about on the weekend, ensure he or she starts the day with breakfast. Plenty of carbohydrates is just the ticket. Try toast or bread or cereal with milk, fruit, or yogurt. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you. Thanks for your company on today's Journey Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.